The nation's first black military airman received an honor here in Washington yesterday.
To the Tuskegee Airmen and their wives and their spouses, welcome to the capital of the United States for a well-deserved and overdue honor.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met the surviving airmen more than 60 years after their service. They were recruited into the armed forces over the objections of top generals in World War II. President Franklin Roosevelt insisted, though they remained in a segregated unit and could not even train with white pilots. The airmen flew, fought, were shot down, sometimes captured or killed in Europe and North Africa. And then they returned to the segregated country they had defended. Yesterday, the airmen received the Congressional Gold Medal and a salute from President Bush.
And I would like to offer a gesture to help atone for all the unreturned salutes and unforgivable indignities. And so on behalf of the office I hold and a country that honors you, I salute you for the service to the United States of America.
Decades after their service, the Tuskegee Airmen stood and saluted back.
¶¶